Today I'm excited to be joined by somebody that I've worked alongside for many years now, and someone who has a pretty rad story. So thank you to all of you that are checking out the Build Your Empire podcast. Don't forget to head over to Melanie Brandt on YouTube as well, because I think some of the podcasts, we're actually doing some pretty crazy stuff on the video as well. So you'll be able to see that there. So today we're joined by Lorien Cameron, who, like I said, has been someone who has built his empire alongside me for many, many years now. And both of our lives have taken a total shift, but it hasn't stopped us from still chasing, that empire, still building our vision. So welcome, Lorien. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, Mel. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, for sure. So today, look, we're gonna share some pretty cool stories about, you know, what life used to look like. So let's just kick it off there. You know, life hasn't always looked like what it does for you now. As a dad, as a successful businessman, you know, it didn't all start there. And I think sometimes people get that idea where they think, you know what, you've just been handed a silver spoon, or you were just one of the lucky ones, or maybe you already had a huge following on social media when you started your business, right? And it's utter bullshit, because that's not what it looked like. So tell me, you know, what did life used to look like for you?
Well, I grew up in a little town called Byron Bay. Some of you may be familiar with it, out in the hills, and little hippie child. My parents didn't really have a job or work per se. I never really had that kind of role model. I had a pretty rough, you know, time in school. My blueprint of the world was, you know, I don't want to have a job, and I don't want to go to university or anything like that. And we didn't have much money. Compared to what? I mean, both my parents didn't really work. So we come from that, it was pretty tough at times. And so, I think through watching like the Hollywood movies, and I got this, you know, idea of what success looked like. And so I was always kind of ambitious, I guess, if I look back. You know, I had a bit of a desire for something greater in life. I didn't know what that was. And, you know, I went through some hard lessons as a youth, very hard lessons. I seemed to needed to learn the hardest way before I actually learned the lessons. And then got heavily involved in martial arts and personal training, fitness. And I think that really saved my life. I was definitely dancing on the tracks a little bit.
Yeah.
And yeah, that kind of really started to shape me. And one of my mentors got me into personal development, Tony Robbins. And I remember driving me up my old little crappy four cylinder car that had a big exhaust pipe on it. and putting in these CDs from Brian Tracy and Tony Robbins, and on my way to training, I'd be filling my mind with this stuff. And, you know, that was really, I think, the beginning of where I started to change my poor mindset and the limiting beliefs. And I had a lot of them, you know, I didn't believe in myself. I didn't love myself. There were times, you know, I was addicted to drugs. I was suicidal. And I really, really battled, through those years. And then it got to the point where, you know, a big rock hit me. And, you know, a great mentor said to me, you know, if you don't pay attention, life's going to throw the small pebbles at you, the bigger rocks. And then, you know, if you're not careful, you know, a boulder's going to hit you. And so I made a big life change. And I think, you know, it stripped my ego back to just bare nothing. I literally had nothing. I didn't even have a car. I was working in the supermarket and I was 25 years old, and I literally was a clean burnt to a crisp, you could say. And that really lit a fire deep inside of me. I knew that I was worth more. I knew that there was more out there for me. And I just, you know, I came back. I literally came back because I actually went away for not to jail or anything, but I got away to, I went to the snow and just got away from, you know, the environment, the toxic environment that I was in. And I came back and I moved, you know, up the coast and just made a decision that, you know, whatever it took, I was going to, it was like now or never. I'm 25. If you don't, it's like a switch went off in my head. If you don't pull it together now, you're going to be one of those freaking deadbeats down at the park talking about, you know, what they were and what had been and what could have been. And so crushed it in some different career paths and training and, you know, really excelled and then came across, I don't know, I haven't really given you a break here, but this is kind of the story of, yeah, how I went from zero to hero.
Yeah.
And it definitely wasn't a straight line. There's been many ups and downs on that journey as well.
And it took you to hit rock bottom, right? Because I think, you know, the picture that we don't want to draw for people is, like you said, that it's a straight line and, you know, all of a sudden you wake up and you just get your shit together. It's like, fuck no, you're ready to kill yourself. You're ready to take your life. You're ready to fucking end it all. You've had enough. This is bullshit. Like, that's the point that you get to when change happens, right?
Yeah.
I mean, same for me as well. You know, it was like, fuck, I'm either going to end this or I'm going to change something.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me, like, in that moment where, you know, on that day where you made that decision, because there was a space, time and location that commitment was made on that day. What were some of the first steps that you took? I know you said you started, you know, personal development, you know, you started the PT journey, all those things. Like, what were some of the things that needed to change in your life? What were some of the steps that you took? Because I know a lot of the listeners on this podcast, you know, whether they're in business or not, like, shit, I didn't even know what personal development was. So some of these little tips that we share can be game changers for people listening. So what was it for you?
Yeah, I think I really had it. Can we swear on here?
Oh, mate, if you don't, I'm going to kick you off.
No, I really had a fuck it moment, you know, like this is actually bullshit. Walking to work, working at the checkout. I was just doing whatever I could to survive at the time, you know. I was just like, mate, what the actual, you know, And so I just knew when I came back, you know, when I came back, I knew the first thing I had to do was change my environment. So I didn't move back to where I was. I moved further up the coast. It wasn't far. It didn't have to be a big change. You know, it was a few suburbs, just to get away from the environment, the people that I was in, because we're the average of the five people that we hang out with the most, and we want to fit into whatever environment that we're in. So I moved up the coast, and, you know, it wasn't just like all of a sudden I was hanging out with all these successful people and I became successful. It wasn't like that. You know, this we're talking 10, 15 years of a journey, but I was determined to better myself, you know, and I was listening to the CDs again, and I was training, and I was hanging out with people that were healthy, fit, and, you know, going places wherever that was. And then I guess over time, the different circles that I started to associate with, you know, I did come across an incredible community of, you know, highly successful people. And we achieved some, you know, I achieved more than I ever would have dreamed possible. You know, I said to my mentor, I said to him, look, you know, I can see you guys are onto something. I can see that this is a vehicle. So this is the challenge, right, that I had, is that, you know, I was the store manager of bloody IGA down where I was at was like, dude, you could be a store manager. You could make $100,000 a year. And I was thinking about that. And I was like, mate, you live in this store 100 hours a week, and, you know, nothing's worth I just thought, you know, that's not me. That's not going to be me. I knew there was something more. And so I came across a vehicle that could help me, that I could see people were making incredible income, having a great lifestyle. And I thought, I want what you guys have. I've got the desire. I've got the work ethic, but I don't necessarily have the how. Like, how are you guys, you know, creating an income online? How are you guys crushing social media? Just like, I didn't have the tangible bit. So I just said, mate, just point me in the right direction. Tell me what to do and I'll do anything. Like, I'm at it. And so, yeah, over the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, we created a lot of success in that environment, that community, that business model, which opened my eyes up to a whole nother level of playing field that's out there as well. And we got to meet very successful people. We traveled around the world and went to seminars and, you know, paid for, I think, 1 year I spent more on personal development and seminars and, you know, high level masterminds and stuff than, you know, I ever made in my job, or most people even make in a year in their job. And it was one of the best investments that I'd ever made. So I think this number two tangible thing that people can take away, number one was the environment. Number two is the, it was investing yourself. And this is what I learned from the personal development is the best investment you can ever make in, ever make is the investment you make in yourself. And it's so true.
So true. I don't know about you, but I held off for ages. I was like, I don't want to spend that money. I don't see how, you know, dropping 20 grand is going to get me anywhere until the day I did it. You know, and it was like, holy shit, why didn't I do this ages ago? And now it's a non-negotiable, you know, absolute non-negotiable. So, you know, like you said, with all the personal development, I know for me, you know, there was a certain book, there was a certain, you know, Netflix documentary or whatever. There was a certain something that made me go, you're kidding me. I didn't even know this existed, right? And for me, it was The Secret. What was it for you? What was that? And I know there's probably heaps, but what was that one book, the one audio, the one video? What was that one thing that you just went, you're kidding me? I never even knew this existed.
Look, I think it would, like, if I think right back to when I was driving that little shit box, I was listening to Brian Tracy, and I can't remember exactly which CD set that it was. There's Eat That Frog, there's, you know, his 21 Ways, and I've listened to so many, I can't remember. But yeah, Brian Tracy audios, and is in the CDs. Now, that was kind of where I started, and there was a bit of Tony Robbins there, but it was specifically Brian Tracy. That's where it started. But there was one seminar. There was one seminar that kind of unlocked the key.
Yeah.
And for me, that's when I actually went, got off the CDs and actually went to a full immersion 5-day Tony Robbins date with, and I didn't do UPW first. I went straight to the date with Destiny. Yeah. And like, they literally just, you know, Humpty Dumpty gets ripped apart and put back together again. So they just turn you inside out, right? And that was just a whole nother level of kind of personal transformation for me. And I was just on fire. You know, I had a vision, I had a goal, I was laser focused and nothing was ever going to stop me. I really tapped into that personal power from there. Now, you know, since then, there have you know, having a young family and kids and business challenges, I kind of did slip back into some of the old thought processes, and really I was lost. And this is, this is a guy that had created a multiple million-dollar business, if you equate it to business value, crushed it at the highest levels and ranks. And this guy completely lost himself as a stay-at-home parent, and hit rock bottom again recently, very recently.
Yeah.
And so, you know, on the theme of this is that, you know, just because you're crushing it, just because you're killing it, you know, I thought I was bulletproof. I thought nothing could stop me. I didn't think there was a time where no challenge, no challenge or mountain was too great for me. And I was wrong. The challenge of two young kids at home, and you know, you fall out of your exercise routine, you fall out of your personal development routine, and it's like ding dong, like, mate, you're not as bulletproof as what you thought. Business suffered challenges in there. And so it's only literally just recently that I found my fire back. I found my spark, because I realized that I lost my purpose. I lost my meaning in life.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've just been crushing it ever since.
Yeah.
Because I tapped back into what is my real purpose. And it's not a company. It's not a product. It's not anything else, but it's within me.
100%.
And I think there's no greater meaning to, you know, I realize that I need to be helping and serving others every day, and a bigger purpose.
Yeah.
And everything else is falling back into place.
And I love that you share that, because, you know, it is true. I think, you know, social media literally highlights the real. We know this, you know. And, you know, I was in a similar situation where, you know, it was only recently that life fell apart. It absolutely fell apart. But, you know, when you have, like you said, the right people around you, you don't tend to not stay there. You know, you might stay there for a little bit or a few months or 6 months or whatever, but you're not going to spend the rest of your life there like you would have 10 years ago, you know, 20 years ago, right? We sat in those places for a really, really long time. So, you know, getting back on your feet, I guess, what would you say to somebody who's in that funk right now? Because there's going to be so many people I know that are in this situation right now, and they're like, come on, Laurie, give me the answer. Give me the secret source of what I've got to do. You know, like you said, it's about reconnecting with yourself. And I remember someone saying to me, Mel, all you have to do is live within your values. And I thought, what a crock of shit. So you're telling me all I need to do is communicate, educate or inspire, and have adventure, because they're my three top values. So how the hell am I going to make money from that? Like, that's crazy. And I remember looking at this person and thinking, I can't believe people pay you as much as what they do. And, you know, now I'm over here like chomping on my words, because all I'm doing now is living within my values, and I work less than I ever have and earn more than I ever have. So
absolutely.
Share your portion of what that looks like, because, you know, I know there's, like I said, there's plenty of people that are going to be in that funk listening to this, and there's something missing for them right now.
Yeah, and that something for me was a compelling future. Where I was, I didn't feel like I could help my people win anymore.
Yep.
And we found a way to help more of our people win. And ultimately, if we can help more of our people win, then we're going to win as well. So I had a compelling vision and goal and future again. The future looked bright again. I could see the light at the end of the tunnel again.
Yeah.
So that's what I kind of lost.
Mm-hmm.
We found a new vehicle that was, you know, it was built for the future, an incredible business model that I could get excited about again. And, you know, when I lacked the vision and I lacked the purpose, everything was all too hard.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't even get out of bed, and the kids are screaming, and there's not time for anything. And once I refound that, once I found a new vision, a new path for us and for me, and I felt like we could win again.
Yeah.
You know, that's what just triggered the spark again. I'm like, what am I doing? You know? And so I a couple of the tangible steps that I took was, I just knew I had to get back into a routine again. I knew that I had to start my day right. Through the sleep deprivation, kids up all night and this and that. I had to have a conversation with my beautiful fiance and business partner, Sarah, that, you know, hey, the most important thing for us right now is me getting back on track with my mindset, with my physical body, with you know, the food that we eat, everything like that. The most important thing is that we get me right first, and everything else is going to, you know, come, you know, flow from that. So I think routine and doing that, you know, having that little bit of time for some meditation. Do you want me to just run through a couple of steps?
Yeah, I'd love to know, like, how, what did your day, obviously it's gone from absolute shitstorm, kids, you know, like you said, sleep deprivation, you've not eaten correctly, you're not loving yourself, you're not making time for yourself, because this is what kids do, right? But, you know, yeah, what were those exact things that you then changed for your, you know, what did your morning look like from then on?
Yeah, and I'm just going to go back a step. I went from having, you know, a set routine. I was like, okay, highly effective, successful people have a set routine and nothing's going to, and even when we had the, like when we had the first kid, I could kind of keep that routine. When we had the second kid, two under two, you know, Sarah was only 4 months postpartum, we were pregnant again. Once the second kid came along, that just knocked us for six. You know, routine was out the absolute window. Managing two kids on, you know, that age on your own, you know, for Sarah is just not realistic. So we went from complete, like, I'm crushing it, I'm killing it routine to no routine. And then, yes, back to getting that routine. So my routine consists of, number one, is doing some breathing, the Wim Hof breathing, which you just reduces that stress, centers you again, quietens the mind. And then I go into, I might do the Tony Robbins, what's it called? I don't know what it's called right now. It just slipped my mind. But his 15-minute morning ritual. Or I'll do my, which basically consists of, so I'll either do it with him or I'll do it by myself. Basically consists of some gratitude. So I just meditate on what I'm grateful for. And then I'll think about, okay, what are my top three goals that I'm focused on? And I'll visualize that. And then I'll get the body moving and might do a little bit of stretching somewhere there. Usually might start with stretching first, but then go into some power statements, affirmations, that kind of thing. And really, so I sort of go from zero and just work myself up into, you know, a powerful state through those affirmations, visualizations. And then it's really about, okay, well, you know, maybe some exercise or get through. Usually by that stage, like, I'm absolutely fired up to get at it for the day. I want to get into the income producing activities, things that are going to really move the needle in our business. There, because I'm in a peak state.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I think it, you know, big realization for me, and this was, you know, many years ago now, is like, stop fucking blaming. Stop looking around for the answers everywhere else. Like, you've got the answers. You just don't want to do it, or you don't make the time, or you know, whatever excuse you come up with that day. So, you know, you obviously became really aware. You became really aware of the patterns and the stories that you were telling yourself that weren't serving you. And you found a way to change that. No one did it for you. The business that you started off in didn't do it. The people around you, okay, it makes a massive difference who's around you, but you did it all. You did every single little bit of that. So if you were to say to someone now who is building their business online, what's one of your biggest tips when it comes to business online?
And I just want to just regress a little bit there. I went from a teenager that blamed the world for his problems, hated everyone, hated everything. You know, I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but there were times where I just felt so broken that, you know, and it was really because living in a victim state of. And then that is, you nailed it on the head. When I took responsibility for my life, ultimate responsibility for my life, that's when things started to change. Okay, if it was to be, it was up to me. You know, there's nobody's coming to save me. And so, yes, you know, you're absolutely right. And I did slip a little bit back into that mentality there for a while, and have had to come very conscious of reprogramming and what's going on in the back of the mind, in the back of the mind, and catching those thoughts like, what the, I completely forgot who I was. I completely lost my identity. But the thing is, it didn't take me long to get back on track. And it's not about, and I think this is coming to the point that we're making, what's the tip? It's not if we get off track, because we're all going to get off track. It's how long do you stay there? How long are you going to live there? Because you can get back on track in any moment. And it sounds easy. However, when you're in that negative thinking and you're in that negative environment, it's not always as easy just to flick it by a switch, but it is, it does become a habit. So when you start catching yourself slipping into that, those thought processes and those sorts of things, you catch it. And, you know, right now, I mean, I'm feeling bulletproof again. We're crushing it. We're, you know, I feel unstoppable again. And so it doesn't mean that you can't get back there. So I want to, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, I'm telling you, you're going to face challenges. No matter what it is, what profession that you're in, you're going to face challenges. I remember a coach saying to me one time a few years ago when we were just like in huge momentum, nothing could stop us. He said, what's your biggest challenge in your business right now? And I just said, like, literally nothing. Like, we are absolutely blowing it out of the park. And he said to me, and I'll never forget this, he said to me, okay, well, that's awesome. That's great. I love it. There's going to come a time when things are not going to be so easy. There's going to come a time where you hit a wall. And I want you to know that it's coming. Because if you know that it's coming, you can better prepare for it. Yeah, and I was kind of like, I got it, but I didn't really get it. And so, yes, we hit some roadblocks. And, and you know, we've worked through them over the years, and, you know, we've got back to a great place where we are now. So that's my big tip.
Yeah, and I love that. And, you know, if I was to do my time again, you know, where I started in the online space, you know what, mine would probably look similar. Like, you know what, while you're crushing it and you're high and everything's just peachy, like, just know that there's some fucking big lows coming. They're coming, you know, and that doesn't mean that you need to stop enjoying the highs, but, you know, it doesn't do this. Right? And especially online business, because you're compressing, you know, so many years into such a small amount of time. I call it business bipolar. I mean, if you were to look at it on a graph, like, it looks like this constantly, you know, and those ups, they happen, but the downs come just as quick. So I think, you know, and you'll probably agree on this, like, having a really strong support that outside of your business as well. You know, like you said, mentors that aren't in your business, who can see things that we don't see, you know, and if you're not investing in your business and you're investing in mentors, then good luck trying to chew on that stuff yourself.
And knowing when to pivot, you know, I think, you know, it's at the end of the day, you know, it's one thing to keep pushing and push harder and digging deeper and let's go and, you know, just bust through it and all that. And then, like, it's like at the end of the day, like, how long are you going to keep flogging dead horse? Like, you've got to know when it's time to put things to bed and change direction. And I'm not saying that you should, you know, do that lightly. And I'm not saying you should do that at the first sign of a challenge. However, at some point, maybe you get some feedback from people who are not invested in that decision, that have an outsider's viewpoint, completely unincentivized, I think is the word, the viewpoint of where you're going in life and what you should be doing. And for me, you know, I literally jumped off a cliff. I literally jumped off a cliff into the unknown without a parachute. Just recently, and it was incredibly scary. However, something that I'm actually now so grateful that we've done, because I know there's a whole wide big world out there of opportunity if you have the right mindset and support network around you.
So true. You've got to stay so open-minded. And I think, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter whether you have a job, whether you're in the online space, you know, you become... the people around you become like sometimes a little bit of an encasing where it's like, just look over here and just keep looking over here. Don't look over there. Because when you are powerful, when you are strong, and when you are driven, of course people want to keep you right where you're at, right? Like, it makes total sense. But, you know, I think the best thing for your business mind is to stay open to new ideas and other ways. And you know what? Like, I mean, shit, the most successful people have got 7-10 income streams. You know, you don't get those things by being closed-minded. So, you know, that was a big thing for me, was obviously staying so true to where I came from, you know, staying humble to where I came from and what life used to look like, always remembering that, but always being really, really, really open to, hey, I don't know everything. I have no idea. There's all these little things online that are popping up, you know, people are mentioning, and I'm like, I don't even know what that is. I wouldn't even know how to do that. So I know that you understand that. So, Lauren, I really appreciate you, you know, being so vulnerable with, you know, your story and what life used to look like. So share with us before you go, you know, if there, you know, you've given your advice on what you think people should focus on when it comes to, you know, building their business and those tips. But if you were to share, you know, moving forward, what is that one thing that you could say to someone listening now? Like I said, they might be in a rut, they might be crushing it. You know, what's that one thing that you want them to remember that, like you said, maybe somebody said to you? Not to put you on the
spot. Well, my nana always said to me, where there's a will, there's a way, right? She said, where there's a will, there's a way. And it was just, I never really understood that as much when I was young. However, as I've gotten older, I really do understand, you know, what she means. And then she gave me such a huge gift back then. Who knew that, you know, little old Nana would hit home so powerfully. And I think it's just so important, guys. You know, nothing that I've told you has been about how to build an online business. Everything I've spoken about today has actually been about your mindset. And to guard that mindset, guard your physical health, guard your personal growth. And, you know, really, you've got to guard that like everything, because if that starts to slip, everything starts to slip. You know, we can sit here and tell you the latest, greatest hack online and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? If you don't have the mindset, if you don't have the motivation, if you don't have the grit to do it, you're not going to implement anything. So, just, you know, this is, I guess I'm speaking from my personal experience of, you know, where I've been recently, and hopefully that, you know, serves you guys well.
Yeah, perfect. I love it. So, Lauren, people can find you online under Lauren Cameron, Instagram, Facebook. Are you on TikTok yet?
I actually did had a really good crack at TikTok, and then I had a really good break from TikTok. So I'm starting to think about, you know, maybe making a reappearance.
Yeah, nice. Nice. I'll have to go check it out. I think, again, being open to new platforms. I mean, I speak to so many people and they're like, you know, that's just for kids or whatever. But there's a lot of untouched stuff going on at the moment. So I'm excited to go and check out your singing and dancing on TikTok. But again, thank you so much for joining us. I really, really appreciate it. And good luck with all of your new current ventures. I'm pumped to watch it all unfold.
Yeah, thanks, Mel. I just want to say, and I'm so actually grateful that we've reconnected. And it's just reminded me that, you know, we do both come from that, you know, hard past a little bit, so to speak. And, you know, we've been warriors and come from zero to hero and back to zero and hero again, maybe a couple of times. So yeah, so grateful that we've reconnected, buddy. And let's stay close, because I think people like us need to stick together.
100%. Thank you. And we will chat again soon.
Ciao for now.